Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, let's do this thing. We got some boxing to take care of. We got the Mayweather fight coming up.
That's right. But first, it is time for a sports wrap. He is the Man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Meyer.
We're in the top of the fifth. The Tigers are blowing out the Royals 5-2. The Kansas City, so, you know what? Tonight, I think manager, what's his name? The guy. That's Brad Ausmus, the other dude. For the Royals. Come on, yes, you do. You know, the guy. God. Telling you, I'm losing my brain. 5-2, the Tigers lead the Royals in the fifth. Ned Yost. God. Where does it go sometimes, Rob? Ned Yost just said, we're folded. We give up. We're done. We're finished. We can't make this happen. We're not going to win the American League Central, so we're done. So I don't know if Rob heard about that, but that happened. 5-2. Alex Avila, first homer of the season. Finally at his first ding of the season. That's where it stands right now in the fifth inning with the Tigers batting against is James Shields still batting? He's doing it. 5-2 is the score. College baseball in Evanston. Northwestern beat Michigan this afternoon 5-3. Game is over tonight in Champaign, and with 3 runs in the eighth inning, Illinois beats Michigan State 5-4. Nice effort, Jake. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Said to you by Sporty Cuts. You lead all night, and then Illinois scores 3 in the eighth and wins it. NBA playoffs game 6. Brooklyn has taken this thing to a 7th game. Game will be in Toronto. And the Nets win 97-83. Darren Williams leads them with 23 points. Series tied at 3. Dallas trying to do the same with San Antonio. Mavericks lead the Spurs 62-59 in the third. Dirk Nowitzki's got 16. Houston-Portland starts in about a little less than an hour from now. Stanley Cup playoffs round 2, game 1. Third period still a 2-2 game. Rangers and Penguins. Minnesota-Chicago goes at 9:30. My friend Mark just texted me, he and his daughter Rachel. Great seats tonight at the United Center. They're ready for opening face-off of this round 2 series. Other baseball, American League, Indians lead the White Sox 9-5 now in the 7th. As I mentioned earlier, Jose Abreu is 11th homer of the season. Rob loves that guy. Coming with it. But the White Sox still trail. Rays over the Yankees 4-2, 7th now. Dusty Pedroia's first homer of the season. For the Red Sox, they lead the A's 6-1 sixth. Orioles over the Twins 1-0 sixth. Astros in Houston lead Lloyd McClendon's Mariners 2-0 fifth. One interleague series, Blue Jays on top of the Pirates at PNC 5-3 in the seventh. National League at Wrigley, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 6-5. Anthony Rizzo his fifth, but Johnny Peralta does hit his 7th for the Cardinals in this early part of the season. Nationals over the Phillies 5-3 eighth. Brewers trying to shut out the Reds in the ninth, up 2-0 in Cincinnati. Marlins doing the same to the Dodgers, 6-0, 7th. Giants lead the Braves 2-1, 7th. And the Rockies at Coors lead the Mets 6-1 in the 3rd. Kentucky Derby tomorrow. California Chrome the favorite at Churchill Downs. Weigh in. We're going to talk about the fight coming up, so I won't give you that till for a bit. And at the PGA Tours, Wells Fargo, 2nd round. Angel Cabrera, Martin Flores, both at 900 par, 1-shot lead. Phil Mickelson is 7 back. Rory McIlroy is 11 back. And the NASCARs are at Talladega. For Sunday's Aaron's 499, qualifying tomorrow at 12:10. Race starts at high noon on Sunday. The 499 is actually 188 laps and 500.08 miles on that Talladega Super Speedway. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Right there, Rob, what time did you want to have this guy on?
40.
What time is it?
40.
I mean, we are like, dude, if you were scoring at home, and Lord knows I know you are, you'd say, how are we, like, so on time tonight? It's incredible. Rob, welcome in our guest, Eric Olson. Will you please?
That's right. Eric Olson, how you doing tonight?
Good, man. How you doing, Rob? How you doing, Mark?
Doing great. First of all, there's a couple things we want to talk about. Obviously, the big fight coming up. But you also have a sports bar, right? I want to get to that.
Oh, yeah. We got Thomas McGee's Sporting House down here in Eastern Market, downtown Detroit.
And how long have you had that? That's pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, about 6 months, man, but actually about 6 months today.
I was going to say it's pretty new because people have told me, they said it's great. And, of course, anything down at the Eastern Market that you can make that just a cooler place, is I'm all for.
Yeah, it's a great neighborhood, man, and it's it kind of never died, man. But we're there's a little bit of a resurgence of it too, man. So if we could just get people thinking in the right mind that you can come to Eastern Market other days other than Saturday, and you can come down here at night, not just in the morning, and you can have a lot of fun, man. There's a few bars in the area.
Now tell me about your boxing career. You did Thai boxing, which is one
Originally, I did Thai boxing, and then after that, I started boxing at Johnson Rec Center on the west side of Detroit.
And
with Coach Mikhail Caldwell and Coach Rick Griffiths.
Right, and you boxed from 94 to 97, and you fought what, cruiserweight?
Yeah, light heavyweight and cruiserweight.
Okay, and tell me about the Thai boxing real quick. What makes it so brutal? What's the difference?
Thai boxing is just really big. It's real brutal, man. It's a form of kickboxing. It has knees, elbows, kick the legs, and it's pretty popular now with the MMA guys and things like that. But back in the early 90s, it was kind of obscure. So
yeah, that was that was the precursor to MMA and UFC.
For sure, absolutely. And there's also a pro Muay Thai fight on tomorrow night as well too.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. There's a series called Glory Kickboxing. And it's a pretty high-end promotion, a lot of money behind it, so the production's real good. Hopefully that takes off, too.
So tell us about the fight, Mayweather's fight tomorrow night. I wasn't really interested in it at first. You know, I'm still kind of bummed out that Pacquiao and Mayweather never fought with all that money on the table. I can't get over it.
Your hat looks funny. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, the sad reality, man, is in my opinion, they're never going to fight. And the simple reason is Floyd is promoted by Golden Boy Productions, and Pacquiao is promoted by Top Rank, and the companies just don't do business together, and they're never going to. And it would have been a great fight 3-4 years ago.
How could you leave that amount of money on the table? I mean, don't you have to get over your differences and make money?
In boxing circles, the knock on Floyd is he kind of worries about what the other guy's going to make, and I'm probably you, me, and Mark wouldn't really worry about that, but... It is what it is. Nonetheless, while you're watching Floyd, though, everyone should say, if we forget about Pacquiao for a minute, while we're watching Floyd these last few fights of his career, you really are watching one of the best ever, and you're watching an artist at work, no matter how you feel about him personally and outside the ring.
And I always say this, Eric, he's pure Michigan. I mean, his roots to Grand Rapids, his roots even to Emmanuel Kronk, his dad's roots, his uncle's roots. I mean, this is a Michigan guy, and he's even though he's moved out to Vegas and loves his time at the casinos and playing sports book, and that's what he does basically in his spare time now, he's still really a Michigan guy.
He is, and he's a unique – there's one unique thing about him that I think we'll never see again is his father and his uncle are two of the greatest trainers in the history of boxing. And for a kid to be born and to have two of the greatest trainers in the history of boxing as his father and his uncle – that's crazy. It's some of the best boxers in history are Midwest American boxers, and that's what the Mayweathers teach, man. So however you feel about them, we're still watching an artist, man.
And I remember how great Roger. Roger could have really been a hell of a fighter.
Oh, man, he was mean.
Yeah,
he was a mean fighter, man.
Right up your alley. Eric Olson is joining us on Sports Night with Parker the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
And he has a new sports bar down in Eastern Market, downtown, Thomas McGee Sporting House. Sporting House Whiskey Bar. So that's a nice new venture.
Man.
Yep, and congrats on that. Been open about six months. So I don't know, as we watch Mayweather, and you know what? You know when you know you're great? I'm going to tell you when you know you're great. When people root against you and you win. Do you know what I mean? Like like he's the Yankees. He's the Dallas Cowboys. Do you know what I'm saying? Where you respect the guy for what he does, but people are just rooting against. They want to see him lose. They do.
Well, there's nothing more I'd like to see Madonna clean his clock tomorrow night, but it ain't going to happen. You know what I mean?
No, it's not going to happen.
Madonna could bring a bat in the ring and not win.
I totally agree, Eric. I'm telling you. And look.
He's an underdog, and he's been outboxed by guys like Devin Alexander, who can't box half as good as Floyd can. So it's just going to be another Floyd 12-round decision. But, again, we should remember that Floyd's only going to have three or four more fights, and then we're not going to see him anymore. And, you know, he's like the Pernell Whitaker of my generation, of this generation. So you're watching an artist and a piece of history.
It's a great comparison with Pernell Whitaker. Because
was better, though, Mark.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you. I think Pernell was better because I think he had better competition to begin with.
Yeah, Pernell Whitaker beat seven Hall of Famers, and Floyd will never fight seven Hall of Famers. So you can usually shut a Floyd fan up and win a beer and a bar tab on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Floyd doesn't even know seven Hall of Famers.
Right.
Doesn't know half that many Hall of Famers.
Probably so, man.
He's not a big boxing historian either. You know, if you talk to Floyd, he doesn't really get his boxing acumen knowledge.
No, but I mean, he's a junior, right? I mean, Floyd Sr. is probably a boxing historian. And
yes, Floyd Sr. is. That's a different historian. Roger, too, yeah.
You know, when you're born into it, it's a little, you know, it's just a little different, man. But nonetheless, he showed up, he fights, his shoulder roll is ridiculous. Any guy in a boxing circle knows that this is, and you can't teach defense like that. Madonna's going to come in tomorrow night trying to knock him out, wing shots from left and right, all these crazy angles, and Floyd's radar is better than anybody I've ever seen. He's going to see those shots coming a mile away and tattoo him.
All right, so what do we have, Eric? Give us your prediction. Is it by decision? Is there a knockout?
Oh,
what
yeah,
we got?
No, Floyd, 12-round decision, probably hit him about 800 times, so, something like that. But there's a good fight on the undercard, guys. Amir Khan is fighting a guy named Luis Collazo, and that's going to be a very competitive fight. That should be the fight right before Floyd, I believe. And looks for Collazo ain't supposed to win, but he's got bombs in both hands. Look for him to do some damage.
Eric, I want to finish this up with, for myself, with you, this one thing. Last Saturday, we actually had a heavyweight championship fight of the world.
Yeah.
In Germany, Vladimir Klitschko, for the 16th straight time, he fought Alex Liepai. Klitschko knocked him out in the fifth round. It's been 16 years of Klitschko's. This is what I say, Eric. The reason that boxing isn't even bigger today is because the Klitschko's won't fight here. They live in Beverly Hills. They'll take all the American money you can give them, but they don't want to fight in this country. And there's no drama. There's no. He's going to be the champion into perpetuity. Do you agree or disagree?
I completely agree 100%. You can add to that, too, that we actually taught them how to fight here in Detroit. Those guys were flat-footed, straight-armed European boxers who couldn't move side to side until Emmanuel brought them down here to this city and taught them how to fight. I mean, that extended their careers. And they're selling out, you know, major arenas and soccer stadiums over there, and they're making all kinds of money. But in reality, last Saturday at 5 in the afternoon, you, me, and three other guys watched that fight. I think it did some. I just glanced at the numbers. I think it was like it did less than 500,000 views in ESPN slot at that time. Only does like 1.5 million.
That's just brutal for a heavyweight championship fight.
Yeah, we just what we need is one or two decent American heavyweights that aren't playing defensive end or aren't playing center in the NBA to get in there and make a little noise, and everybody gets behind it. You know what I mean? It's boxing has lost the casual fan because not due to pay-per-view stuff, but every week with the HBO and Showtime boxing that people can't see in bars, you can't go out and watch the Wings, the Pistons, the Tigers and have boxing next, unless it's an ESPN fight. And, again, the budget's not there for real competitive fights on that.
Well, the other thing, too, real quick, and we appreciate your time, is they killed it because so many young people have never seen fights. We used to watch ABC World of Free Fights. Used to be able to listen to it on the radio. Everything's pay-per-view. Every major fight starts after midnight.
Yep.
So you're killing the sport because all those young people didn't grow up with it like we did. It's a shame.
You got it.
All right.
You got it. And it's sitting around the living room in the afternoon with your dad on a Sunday afternoon watching the fights. And it was fun.
Yep.
It was fun. And if people give it a chance and they do it these days, if at a family event there happens to be an ESPN or an NBC fight on, it's fun to sit with your uncles and watch that. I know it is for me.
Yep, it was. Hey, Eric Olson,
Eric,
we appreciate it. Yep, we really appreciate it. Best of luck with this.
And welcome back to you guys.
Thank you.
Long overdue. Welcome back.
Boys. I'd like to have you back on.
Yeah, we'll do that when we do boxing stuff. We appreciate it.
Cool, man. Well, 1 month from today, we got Miguel Cotto and Sergio Martinez. And if everybody really wants to see an interesting fight, Floyd should fight the winner of that.
All right.
I agree with that one. There's an interesting fight. You're right about that.
So.
Thanks, Eric. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Eric Olson right there, got the bar down at the Eastern Market and knows his boxing, I can tell you that right now. I had not spoken to him before. That's very interesting. I like him. I've been looking for a new guy since Emmanuel passed. Still can't believe Emmanuel's gone. It's just hard to do this. We haven't gotten over it yet. You met Coach Mo and you met Lane, the pain, and we've had him in the studio. Anyhow, we're going to do last call time right now. It's last call. Come with it if you're watching at ParkerTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. You're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, you want to email at ParkerTheMan@Yahoo. This be the time, this be the place. Last call, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130. WDFN, it's the original, the fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
you know, wasn't that long ago. Remember the buildup for Holyfield-Tyson fights? The buildup for Lennox Lewis and Holyfield? Think about all the buildup.
Tyson had a deal with Fox. He was having fights on Fox.
Yeah, I was still there at the time when we had those fights on the air. Yeah.
But the first one, remember he'd be canceled on him and then they pulled the contract? Something happened.
What about the fight he was here at the Palace?
Right, I remember that. That, too, was a
and
disaster.
And then he, like, flunked the drug test or something?
Something happened, yeah.
Dude, Klitschko fights you don't hear about. They went from that, all that hype, to not even hearing that Klitschko was fighting last weekend. As long as Vladimir Klitschko, and Vitaly, his brother, is basically retired into perpetuity, he'll hold, like, two belts, and Vladimir has all of them. It's just unified. It's just nobody paying attention. Never thought I'd see the day that nobody paid attention to a heavyweight championship fight last Saturday, but it was in Germany, not fighting here. And God knows what time it is, and he just doesn't want to do it. But they both have mansions in Beverly Hills, California. We're in overtime for the Penguins and Rangers, so that game stayed 2-2 all the way to the OT. Could be a long night there. No score for Minnesota and Chicago in game one of that series. There's going to be a game seven for the Toronto Raptors. Grizzlies will not have Zach Randolph for game seven. He's been suspended by the NBA for a little punch he threw to Steven Adams of the Thunder. So, as Rob said, they're trying to get OKC into that second round.
Got to get him in the second round. No, let me stop.
Tigers 5-2 still in the sixth inning. They lead Kansas City. Long weekend coming up in KC before coming back for Cinco de Mayo against the Houston Astros on Monday. So you'll have a good weekend with that. There'll be a lot of Cinco de Trace, Cinco de Cuatro parties, and then Cinco de Mayo on Monday. So that should be very exciting. And then the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Pick your horse, Rob. Who are you taking? Not going wicked strong anymore?
Well, that's who I had, and I guess I'm not going to change because that's what I had. But that Boston thing really bothered me, but I got wicked strong.
Okay. I don't want to take California Chrome just because he's the favorite. I'm going to go with Tony Danza. I'm going to go with Tony.
I figured that.
Your Uncle Tony. I'm going with the third favorite, Danza. Hey, Danza.
Is that it? Oh, my God.
That's all we got, Danza.
The show just blew by tonight.
Where the heck did it go? Next week, we'll have a lot of NFL stuff. We've got the draft parties. Draft starts
Thursday.
We'll
have some NFL players come in, break it down.
Break it down.
Oh, here you go. Here comes the good part. I bid your friend.
Hey,
Mark, let's thank, of course, our producer, EP, our engineer, Gary, and, of course, Nick and his video streaming minions.
The minions.
Josh and Ryan tonight. Thank you, guys, because you know what? We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them.
Check us on Twitter, Facebook. You know all the deal by now. As always, you can check us at parkerandtheman.com, premiersportstalknetwork.com, and our archives are up at wdfn.com. Do not ever miss out on any of that big fun for a weekend. He is Rob Parker.
He is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you Monday night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man recorded live in front of a taped studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Don't forget, you got your Fox Sports Radio coming up, Jason Smith and company. Tomorrow, you got your Bob Bauer, Gridiron and Chef on Sunday from noon 9 to 11. Matt Shepard again on Monday from 7 to 10. All right, that's how it's working out.
Mark?
Yeah.
NBC, see you later.
Chelsea Handler, call me.